And this is NPR Illinois. It's 7:04. I'm Sean Crawford. Illinois health officials are investigating a potential hantavirus case, as Jenna Dooley reports.
The case in Winnebago County is not linked to the recent cruise ship outbreak. The CDC is conducting additional testing, which could take up to 10 days to confirm. The resident is experiencing mild symptoms that did not require hospitalization. They've not traveled internationally, and it's believed they may have gotten the virus while cleaning a home with rodent droppings. The Illinois case potentially involves the North American strain of the hantavirus, which is not spread from person to person. It's different from the Andes strain, which is associated with the recent cruise ship outbreak. Illinois Department of Public Health officials say the risk of contracting hantavirus of any kind remains very low for Illinois residents. I'm Jenna Dooley.
20 individual firefighters and 6 units from across Illinois were awarded for acts of bravery and service during an annual ceremony on Tuesday. Springfield's Fire Department, among those being honored, and the department's Austin Munch was given the Excellence Award for acts of service while on duty. The event began with a memorial for a Chicago firefighter who died after sustaining injuries in a garage fire in 2025. Springfield police say violent crime is down in the city so far this year. During the first 4 months of 2026, there have been 3 confirmed gunshot victims. That compares to 13 through the same time a year ago, and murders down 60%. The department says 200 firearms have been seized. Property crimes have also fallen off 15%. The department says investments in technology, including a national network that allows quick evaluation of gun-related evidence, has helped in several cases. An Illinois senator from Joliet and local advocates are urging lawmakers to pass a statewide law regulating data centers. Sam Nofsker has more from our Statehouse Bureau.
In March, the Joliet City Council approved the construction of Illinois' largest data center, despite community backlash and concerns over its energy consumption. Democrat Rachel Ventura is a Senate sponsor of the Power Act. It's a joint chambered proposal establishing more comprehensive guardrails for large-scale data centers. Supporters of the act say it protects Illinois communities from high utility bills and safeguards the environment by requiring plans for water and energy use. Ventura is urging her colleagues to pass the Power Act before the General Assembly adjourns on May 31st. Neither bill has passed the House or Senate yet. I'm Sam Nofsker.
Illinois lawmakers have until the end of the month to pass a budget, and while much of the spending is already locked in, there remain some areas for negotiation. Progressive Democrats want more taxes on businesses and billionaires and the end of some economic development incentives. Republicans are calling for a measured approach that prepares for the possibility of an economic slowdown while still encouraging job growth. It's now 55 degrees, fair skies today with a high around 70, low tonight down to 46 and clear. Sunny again tomorrow, high of 75. There are chances for rain starting Thursday night. This is NPR, Illinois.